Yo, my name is Christian. My friends call me B. One hungry young Doug I be. I'm cool like a penguin, slick like a tuxedo. So hook me up with a gooey burrito.
Yeah, eat, sleep, fantasy. You rocking with the best. NFL fantasy football podcast. We talking mock drafts, running backs. Better follow the conversation with Dale, Christian, and Armando. Screaming Eat Nation, we doing what we like. Tune in every week, guarantee we get it hype. Fantasy football enthusiasts, I know you plan to be joining us on Eat Sleep Fantasy. Yeah, Eat Sleep Fantasy. Eat Sleep Fantasy.
All right, everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Eat Sleep Fantasy Football Podcast. Let's bring it back, also known as the five-star garbage of fantasy football podcasts. My name is Christian Brito, and joining me, as always, on this 200th live episode with his baby, Mr. Dale DeMont. What is up, Dale?
What's up? I'm here with my co-host, my daughter. She is looking at the camera in amazement that I'm a big-time star on TV.
This is not TV.
That she doesn't know that.
She's a bigger star than you are.
Anyways, 200th episode is pretty important. Do I keep my daughter on my lap the entire time? Or how does it, here, I'll just... Whoa.
Okay. How does this work? Do I bring my dog out?
No, it's good. It's good. Okay, we're good.
Okay. Okay. I'm sorry. I don't have a baby.
Episode 200, folks. We did it. We didn't celebrate episode 100 because we suck and we just recorded right past it. Episode 200, we had our eyes on ever since. So we're here, right. We're back, and we're doing good.
I'll be honest, it's been 200 episodes. I never thought we'd make it here. I thought either we would run out of funding due to Dale's spending. I thought maybe we would... get cut off air due to accidental things that we drop, I shouldn't even say it here, but out of the episode that Dale, the racist, says every once in a while. Right. So we made it. We're here at 200. Hopefully we're going to go for 200 more. We're producing more episodes than ever, I think, this season. Mm-hmm. We might... We're real men do wear salmon shirts. Thank you, Balraj, for that. And so we're live on Facebook. I know that there's people listening now live, but Dale, for those listening on the podcast, tell them a little bit of what they can expect if they're new for the next 200 episodes.
Okay, so for the first 200 episodes, we were just practicing. This next 200 are going to be awesome.
We were just practicing.
If you're playing basketball and you miss the first shot, and you say that was just for warm-up. That's kind of what we're doing. The first 200 was for warm-up, first 199. Right. If you're new to us and you're listening for the first time, we're going to bring you the fantasy content. We're going to get into the goods. We're going to, between Christian, myself, Armando, and everybody involved in the podcast from, I don't know if I can name everybody, but Wade, Nick, Austin, Mikey, John, Steven, Clayton, JJ, Paul, and I'm probably forgetting a couple. I'm really sorry. I shouldn't even started naming them because I can't think of everybody on top of my head. Anyways, everybody is super involved in this podcast, all our writers and us.
Named, and I'll tell you who you're missing.
I'm not saying it all over again.
Okay. I wasn't listening. I was checking my phone.
Anyways, great start. We're going to bring you the goods. We're going to bring you the fantasy goodness. We hope that we're going to entertain you a little bit. Definitely not a comedy podcast, but I just hope that we entertain you, maybe with some pop culture references, maybe some news. We're going to get into Trapped in the Closet by R. Kelly in a little bit.
Right, so, we're only like a decade late on that, but it's fine.
Yeah. So anyways, we have probably the best listeners in all fantasy football community, all the guys, especially everybody – the guys and girls in the ESF 250, the private Eat Nation group on Facebook. We appreciate it. So anyways, everybody watching live, thank you for watching live. Everybody listening to the podcast or watching it on YouTube, we appreciate it. And I guess that's – did I miss anything?
No, I love that you say we're not a comedy podcast because you're afraid of being pretentious when you live your whole life as a pretentious Starbucks drinking white male.
So, and I hope that we're going to have some callers call in today via Skype.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
We should pop that number in the Facebook live chat
now. Call on Skype, Eat Sleep Fantasy on Skype. So if anybody wants to join us, just do it from your computer, and we'll Skype you in and put you on the episode if you want. Talk some football. If you have any questions. This is an episode really to go outside of football. So if you want to, you know, ask us questions about our personal life, if you have any questions for Brito about, you know, how he trims his beard so perfect.
Right. My barber does it.
Okay. You never do it at all? How often do you go to the barber? Oh, we've been through this. You go like once a week or something, don't you?
No, not that often.
Okay. Twice a month.
No, I have a trimmer. I just don't do it as well as my barber.
Okay.
It's done right now. It looks good.
What kind of color coordinate? You're wearing the salmon color and...
We are wearing the traditional university douchebag colors.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I was wearing this with boat shoes today and I felt like a complete douchebag.
Did your wife dress you, man?
No, the boat shoes are just so easy to slip on. You go out the door and it's like, look, I have my boat shoes, I have my Crocs, and I have my tennis shoes. The Crocs are just totally nerd dad. I rarely go out. Like, I'll take the trash out with the Crocs and everything else.
No, it's not an original Death of Superman comic behind me. No. I do have some comics around the border of my room. And if my tripod wasn't set up with the camera, you know, fixture.
Look, you can't answer questions that we don't know what the questions were.
I should read the questions first out loud.
Oh, probably. You're right. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Sense. Yeah. Isn't it better without context? We want people to join ESF 200,
right.
ESF 250, ESF 300, questions. Whatever the hell you're going to call it. And then, you know, it makes more sense. Crocs with socks. Dale, do you wear Crocs?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, not all the time. Look, they're super comfy, and I will wear them to, you know, take out the garbage. I'll wear them to, like, go to the gas station, like, you know, just a quick trip to the gas station or pick up a pizza or something like that. Balraj, Blake, Soup Dave.
Locky.
Everybody, we got a little kissy face from Blake. That's nice. Thanks, Blake.
You want to go to war, Balaki? Dale doesn't understand that reference.
You say so many references. It either makes me feel old or just not connected to the same things you are.
Yeah, I don't understand you, man. I don't understand how you don't get some of these references. That's a Key and Peele reference, man. No. It's like the most popular Key and Peele skit, the substitute teacher.
Yeah.
Anyways,
yeah, I forgot, but I don't remember stuff like that. Like, I watch it and laugh, and I don't remember it years later. Today, guys, we are going to be talking about some draft needs for for all 32 NFL teams. We're just going to kind of go through them quick as we go through this episode 200. I don't know how long we're going to do it. Listen, like, if it takes us 6 hours, it's going to take us 6 hours. If it's going to take us an hour, it's going to take us an hour.
Yeah. It's kind of like how I lead into activities in the bedroom. I don't know how long it's going to take.
Yeah.
But... we'll see when we get there.
You're hoping for the best, but you can't guarantee
anything. Definitely doesn't take 6 hours, though. Definitely doesn't take 1 hour.
I have a brownie from a local restaurant here. And I put it – for some reason, I brought it on to my desk when I recorded. And now I'm afraid to eat it because last time I ate chips on air, everybody yelled at me.
I drink water on air.
Yeah, that's okay. Oh, look. Look at what I have.
I eat everything else off air. Food. I eat everything else food-wise. Yeah,
I'm drinking water with my stickers, Eat Nation stickers.
Before you say, eat a dick.
We are going to start sending out stickers again if anybody wants them. Just stay tuned. When we relaunch the website, hopefully the next week, we'll get them out. By the way, Christian has a sign behind him. You can't see it on our Facebook Live because it's kind of out of the picture.
The one that just says football?
He has a picture of a football. And then underneath the picture of a football, it says football.
It just
says football. No team name. It's just so – look, can you get it for the Eat Nation? It's really bad.
It just says
football. It's a picture of a football, and it just says football. That's the kind of stuff that Christian has hanging up in his.
It makes sense when you're looking at the whole room, and there's football stuff everywhere.
It's something that you would see in a Rooms to Go kids section. Like, it just says football.
Where did I get this from? I'm sure the sticker's still on the back. It's from Ross.
Anyways, Soup Dave, you need my water bottle? You need this one? Because this one is limited edition. If Soup Dave commented that he wants that water bottle. I don't know if you meant mine or yours, Burrito. Yours look pretty fancy, too.
It's a Zephyr Hills water bottle.
Yeah. Anyways.
Okay.
So, again, if you guys have any questions, Eat Nation, you guys can just post them on the chat, or you can call in. Find us on Skype, Eat Sleep Fantasy on Skype. I think you have to request this as a friend first, and I can do that because I'm on the computer. And then we can put you up on the screen to ask your questions or whatever. And if you guys do anything else, or if you have any other questions.
All right, we got a question right off the bat here.
What is it?
Okay, let's see. What did it say? Who are the Giants going to draft? I'm going to go with the Giants are going to take a quarterback in the first round. And his name is going to be...
The Giants?
Sam Darnold.
Really?
Yeah.
That would be a surprise, right?
Yep. Giants are going to break my heart with the guy that I wish the Dolphins could get and take him at number two.
If Barkley is there, the Giants are going to draft Barkley. And it's going to change their... It's going to change their whole offense.
Yeah. Right. Perhaps.
Be interesting.
I think if they were going to draft Barkley, they would have already signed Dez and kind of been in it on, let's see what our offense can do this year.
Sure.
But I don't think that's going to happen, man. I think they're in full let's play for the future mode. Mm-hmm. Okay. Can the Dolphins draft a new team? No, but they probably should.
Probably. Probably. Ryan Tannehill is serviceable. Look, I think Tannehill can win a Super Bowl. I think he's a competent enough quarterback to win a Super Bowl. We just need a better defense, a better offensive line, a better defense, a better receiving core, and a better running back.
The Dolphins, you know what? Honestly, listen, if the Dolphins could just get better receivers, better blockers, they desperately need tight ends, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe draft a quarterback for the future. Running backs are probably something they should address at some point, right? They could draft defensive line is probably important, yeah. Interior and the outside. Uh-huh. Linebackers is a huge need, and if they could just get some corners and safeties, I think they're all set.
It's a complete team. How many rounds are there?
No, okay, fine. They don't need anybody on the interior of their defensive line, but that's about it. Yeah, they could probably actually use some D linemen.
Yeah, Carl, I do like Geis a lot. I think he can. We talked about him a couple episodes ago. He's a difference maker, and I think so. I think whatever team he goes to, if it's a good situation where he can end up as a number one main running back, I think it's definitely an option that Geis could turn into something really really special for a team.
All right, cool. Dale, how can people call us if they want to call us now? How do they do that again?
Just find us on Skype, Eat Sleep Fantasy on Skype. I don't know how to call us. I'm not sure how to do that.
Okay. Has anybody contacted you on the thing?
No.
All right. Lovely episode 200.
Well, we're not doing like the typical live show. We got to get into those too, but I just figured do video for this live one. Oh, all right. Balraj's 22-month-old boy is watching. Nice. So that's good.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we want to get into the show.
Sure. Let's do it.
All right. What I'm going to do here, I'm going to go through each team, and I'm going to give you the skill position player that they need most, or that I feel like they need most, and we can, I guess, go down the list and comment on.
Dale. I know you want to do that.
Okay.
But let me stop you. Okay? You're trying to jump right into it. Okay? We can't, on the 200th episode, jump right into fantasy football.
Okay.
You got to be a little patient, man. Can't just, you know, can't just dive straight into the sexy stuff. We need some, we need to warm up a little bit first.
Okay.
I'm just going to give you a dick joke and then we can move on. That's all I wanted to do.
Okay.
Since it's episode 200. What's the difference between three dicks and a joke?
I don't know.
Your mom can't take a joke.
Oh, that's not nice. That took a turn.
Yeah. You know what else took a turn?
What?
Your mom. Okay, let's move on. I'm sorry. Can't even get into the fantasy. I'm embarrassed. Let's move on.
Okay. Can I go now? So yeah. What I'm going to do, I'm going to go through all these teams, and I'll just take the skill position, the fantasy-relevant players that the teams need, and kind of go from there, and we'll comment on what happens if they take somebody and how much of a factor a rookie, an early rookie, can do. Anyways, okay. So New England Patriots, I don't know if you knew this, but they haven't drafted a quarterback. I'm sorry, a skill, an offensive player. They haven't drafted an offensive player. I don't even know if this this is true or not. They haven't drafted an offensive player since like 2000.
Offensive skill position player.
Yeah, since 2011 in the first round.
Oh, an offensive player in general. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I don't know where you're going with the stat. You didn't write this down for me. Where the hell you get this at from?
I heard it earlier today. I don't remember where I heard it from. I don't know if it's true. Just forget it. Forget.
Stop stealing takes that you don't even know if they're true. What the hell are you
just
doing?
Just forget I said anything.
Dale's coming in with like the hottest of takes that he has not researched. He doesn't know if it's true. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know where he got it from.
I have no idea.
Let's just come in steaming hot. Did you know that the Patriots haven't participated in the NFL drafts in 1977?
All right, let's just get to the Buffalo Bills.
Did you guys know that you're just coming up with all this like speculation at this point? You don't have any idea what you're talking about.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Did you guys know that Rob Gronkowski actually drafted Bill Belichick back when Adam Schefter was the Patriots owner?
Look, if it's not written
down,
what
the hell are you talking about?
Look, I'm sorry. I should have written it down before I said it. I was trying to go off the top of my head, and obviously I'm not good at that. So, well, let's just move on, okay? The Buffalo Bills. Two of their biggest needs are quarterback and wide receiver. We talked a little bit about wide receiver yesterday, last night on the pod that came out this morning. The quarterback is definitely a need. Right now, they're looking at A.J. McCarron as their starting quarterback. How early do you think they're going to take a quarterback first round? Like, signing A.J. McCarron is either telling the team, hey, we're playing for the future, or we really believe in this guy, and that's hard to believe, right?
Yeah. They have to take a quarterback. The problem is, they have to move up to do that.
Right.
And who are they going to do that with? The Broncos?
Sure.
I don't see them moving up anything higher than that unless they want to settle, unless they want to say, okay, we're hoping somebody falls. Nope, none of those top four guys are going to drop there to 12.
Right.
So what, you're going to take Lamar Jackson there? Because you're not going to get – your only hope is somebody that could drop there, I think, at this point – based on all the speculation, is Rosen. Because we're hearing Josh Allen might go one. We're hearing Sam Darnold might go one. We're hearing even Baker Mayfield is going to go,
right,
you know, in those top three picks. So you're just kind of hoping you have enough assets, and they do. They do have enough assets to move up to the Broncos pick. So I don't know, man. What do you think they do? Because only options are, I think in the first round, they're either going to get a pass rusher,
mm-hmm,
a linebacker, or an inside linebacker, or a quarterback.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the offensive line is an issue as well for the Bills. I think if one of those top, say, three quarterbacks are there, Bills can grab them. If not, I bet you they start building their offensive line a little bit. With the way the wide receiver class is now, I don't think I bet you there's just one or two wide receivers taken in the first round, if that. And I don't think the Bills are going to go for it. I mean, they, you know, I just don't think that's going to be the case. So,
okay.
All right.
What about, here's another scenario. So I've heard a lot of speculation, Broncos trading down. What about Cleveland trading out of that four, amassing even more picks, and trading that to the Buffalo Bills? Huh?
Yeah. Hey.
Look at that. Maybe Cleveland starts making some smart moves again.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, I mean, it's possible for sure. I mean, they...
Is it weird to root for Cleveland that maybe they'll win more than a game?
I'm rooting for them.
In 2 years?
I'm rooting for them. I think they're a decent team. I mean, I think everybody does. On paper, they're looking good.
Oh, looking good. They're a 4-win team right now on paper. Even on paper.
Really? Why?
Yeah. They've done this offseason is get a couple skill position players and nothing else.
Okay.
Not even uber elite ones at that. Who did you just Skype into our call right now?
I think Austin just Skyped in. I don't know how to do it. I'm not sure how to do this.
Austin, are you on the call?
Oh, yeah, he's here.
I am in the room.
Okay, Dale, can people hear him?
I think so. He's not centered on the screen. Move over, Austin. The other way. There you go.
Closer to the mic is what you're trying to say?
Yeah. Anyways, Austin, he is on the line right now. Because I skipped over the Patriots, I want to talk about the Patriots really quick with you, Austin. For those who don't know, Austin is our executive producer. He's been doing an awesome job this off season, helping us getting aboard and doing all that cool stuff. So executive producer, sometimes pain in the ass.
Oh, he's a better title than I do. Yes.
Yeah. Austin, since we kind of skipped over the Patriots, obviously Bill Belichick is not going to allow the Patriots to draft an offensive player in the first round. They need some defensive help. Is that your inkling just as a fan?
I think right now, everything I've seen, everything I've looked at, now that we know Gronk is back, we know Brady's back, everything's going to be centered around the offensive line. For the love of God, please don't take a running back. That's my biggest fear. They take a running back within like the first three rounds.
Right.
You know, the Patriots always do well more so on those who don't get drafted compared to those they draft in the first round. I think they said this is the first time in like 5 years they've had a first round draft pick. So it is it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think they need, Austin? Because I think they need to address the offensive line.
I do.
With their
I
first agree. Pick. Yeah.
If they want to keep Brady around for a couple more years, they definitely need an offensive line. Rumors has it they're going to move up and pull the kid out of Notre Dame.
Is Mike McGlinchey or something
there
like
was
that?
Another McGlinchey. One. I don't have anything up, man. I just called in. But yeah, they're looking.
Not they the tackle. Like not the left tackle.
What's the names? Throw out the names, and I'll be like, yeah.
That's the only guy I could think of, the offensive tackle from Notre Dame.
But you remember we lost Butler. That hurt.
Right.
So we got to replace
him. The kid they drafted
him.
Last year had blood clots all last year.
Yep. So, no, I definitely agree. O-line and defense, and then maybe a tight end for the future or Brady's backup. I mean, there's that rumor out there, too, since we got rid of Garoppolo to the 49ers.
Are you mad about that, by the way?
I'm not really mad because it saved them money in the long run. If not, they would have to pay two high-end quarterbacks.
What about this? You ready for it?
Yeah.
Patriots draft Lamar Jackson.
They like him. They want a mobile. I mean, look what they did with Brissett.
They had him in for their private workout today. Huh? I don't think we didn't see that. Working out Lamar Jackson.
But they did that also with Josh Allen the other day.
Yeah, okay. But they're not going to get Josh Allen.
Oh, I kind of agree with you. I have to admit, you guys look very professional tonight. So
that's
pretty good for happy episode 200.
Yeah, thanks, Austin. How do we
look professional?
You're a big part of the 200, so we appreciate it.
Dale, is your water bottle matching your shirt?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, it's bothering me, but okay, let's move on.
All right. So let's talk about the Miami Dolphins, our beloved Miami Dolphins.
Oh, God.
We joked around already that they need everything. Really, we need some defense, right? Either a linebacker, anybody in defense, anybody that can play on defense, right?
Yes and no. My first gut instinct is that yes, the Dolphins need a linebacker. Like, you're not going to get by with Kiko Alonso being your best linebacker. Right. Like, he's not good, and he's the best guy they have. Mm-hmm. They need that position so desperately. Unfortunately, and as much as I hate to say it, they probably need another tackle. And they just keep spending picks on tackles year after year after year, never actually having a great offensive line. And then they need a tight end again, especially in an Adam Gase offense. They could use a tight end. I am not a fan of drafting tight ends early in the NFL draft, but especially on how long it takes to develop that position often. By the time you have developed them, they're getting out of their rookie contract anyways.
Right.
So if I were them, I would address the linebacker position. But as a Dolphins fan, I would love to see if they could get a guy like Sam Darnold or Baker Mayfield make a play, because I think those are two guys that could be real pro quarterbacks for 10, 15 years to come. But I just don't think they have the ammunition to go get one of those guys.
Yeah. Sukhdev is asking who has a better record this year, the Dolphins or the Browns. I'm still going Dolphins.
I don't. I think the Browns will do better this year.
I will put money on that.
Yeah. I feel bad. I don't know what's worse, dumpster fire this season right now. It's Indy or Miami right now. So
look, the Dolphins offense isn't.
I don't think the Dolphins are going to be a dumpster fire team. I think they're a just below 500 team, 6-10, 7-9 team.
Yeah, I think so too. I think somebody. I mean, look, the offense isn't horrible. Tannehill is okay. Okay, he's not a perennial Pro Bowler, but right. Tannehill's okay. And then they have Parker still on the outside, who's I think still getting better. Kenny Stills can take the top off defenses, and he's still fast. And then we have Kenyon Drake, the Kenyon Drake,
the Kenyon Drake. Okay.
And
then he goes silent.
Yeah. And, so with those guys, anything's possible.
I'm just looking at they'll be the defense that, that up against. So.
Yeah, that's a problem. Because they could address it this draft, too. I mean, their run defense was horrible last year. They can address that and get a little bit better. By the way, between me and Brito, we're wearing vintage Dolphins colors.
Ooh, very nice.
So, I kind of want to address, I don't think their defense is going to be horrific. They traded Ndamukong Suh. They lost Ndamukong Suh, but they basically replaced him already with Robert Quinn. I don't think that's a huge change, like a huge downgrade, in my opinion. Like, it's not. Did you say something?
I called him the medicine man. Sorry, that's a bad joke. Continue. Thank you, Austin. This is why we need Austin on more often.
Okay. Because you gotta.
That's all I want.
I mean, I just laugh because Brito gets so quiet every time Dale interrupts him. I mean, and it happens a lot.
It's
so.
Just the jokes are terrible. I mean, you want a better joke?
Because you don't know who Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman is. That's a problem.
Hey,
I have no idea who that is.
Since I do a lot of the editing, it's so funny, so I have to take out like a good 30, 45 seconds of white space whenever Brito gets upset.
No, I like that white space. We're not going
to. I delete that every single time.
I don't get that. I love it. That's
Matt,
part of the joke.
Matt Hilario, thanks for joining us on the Eat Nation private group. Again, if you guys want access to the Eat Nation private group that we are live on, you can always join via our website. I think the minimum membership for an entire year is only $5. So.
Yep. So, Dale, I got a joke for you, okay?
Okay.
I got a joke. Okay. All right, there's this guy. Let's say his name is Dale, all right? And he tells his wife that he's super stressed. The only thing that he probably would help him out would be a blowjob. And so the wife tells him, where are you going to find a dick to suck at this time of night? No? All right. I like that joke. No? You're gonna give me the U treatment?
Oh, I got a joke.
Just gonna hang up.
Have I told you the joke about? I got a good joke. Have I told you the joke about the grandfather and the grandson?
Go ahead. Okay.
All right. So, grandpa and a grandson are out fishing, and the grandfather opens up a can of beer, and the grandson says, "Hey, grandpa, can I have that beer?" And the grandpa says, "Can your dick touch your ass?" And the son goes, "No." He goes, "Well, until it does, you can't have it." He says, "Damn it." A little bit later, the grandpa lights up a cigarette. The son goes, "Hey, grandpa, can I have a cigarette?" And he goes, "Can your dick touch your ass?" The son goes, "No." And he goes, "Okay, well, you can't have one until it does." Fine. They get to shore. After the fish and all that stuff, they're cooking it up. The grandma, gets in the kitchen. The grandma gives some cookies to the grandson, and the grandfather goes up to the son and says, "Oh, can I have a cookie?" And the grandson says, "Can your dick touch your ass?" The grandpa goes, "Yeah, actually it can." He goes, "Well, go fuck yourself, because these cookies are mine."
Okay.
That's pretty good.
That's good, right?
Yeah, okay. Go fuck yourself.
I don't think that's as good as the, where am I going to find it? Where are you going to find a dick to suck at this time of night? But whatever, man.
Right. Yeah. Yours, I'm sorry, it was just, I saw it coming. I saw the joke coming.
Literally?
All right, New York Jets. They need a quarterback, right?
Okay, I got one more joke for you. Okay.
Okay.
The other day, there's this guy. Let's just say his name's Austin, right? And this guy told me that he walked in on his grandmother sucking his grandfather's dick.
Okay.
And normally that wouldn't be horrible, but what made it just really weird is that it wasn't cremated with the rest of them.
That's good.
That's weird.
It was weird. You're like the weird one.
That's weird. That's a weird one. I was like, punchline? Anyone? Anyone?
That's weird. Anyways.
So the Jets.
The Jets.
Okay, the Jets.
The Jets. All right.
The Jets are drafting a quarterback. I mean, they moved up. Oh. They spent a ton of assets to draft a quarterback. Which quarterback will it be, Dale?
What pick do they have?
Three.
Yeah. Let's say, look, and I heard this on, I think it was, I don't remember, some radio show I was listening to, maybe Colin Coward. They were saying that the Jets basically are in a great position because the quarterback is just going to fall to them. Like, they're not going to make the wrong decision. You know, if Baker Mayfield goes first, then they get a Darnold guy. You know, if Darnold
goes... Do you really think Mayfield's going to go first?
All right, here's my board right now. At number one, the Cleveland Browns select Josh Allen.
Okay, good.
At number two, the New York Giants
select... Josh Allen will go number one. I'll bet money on that.
Ooh.
That's fine. I'm not going to bet against that because it could be several other guys. So
could be Rosen Allen. Could be... Oh, that's crazy.
At number two, the New York Giants select Sam Darnold.
Okay.
And at number three, the Jets select quarterback Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, the Jets. Why do you think the Jets are going to draft a quarterback? I mean, they have Davis Webb.
And?
Is that funny?
All right, that was a good joke. Yeah, it was funny.
I think he's okay. I do. I think
he's going to use him for fantasy?
Not this year, but I think he is.
No.
I think he could be developed. Yeah, why not?
Yeah. All right, Brandon Arroyo says Allen isn't going one.
Yeah.
Listen, it's one of three guys, right? You got either Josh Allen, Baker Mayfield, or Sam Darnold going one. I don't know why nobody's even considering Josh Rosen. he's probably the most there. But anyways.
What did they say?
Maybe limited upside and people want to draft for upside, which is why people are even considering Josh Allen. But you know what? I can see any of those three guys going number one overall. I can't really see anything else.
Okay.
Look, how was that the best jokes of whatever, man? Whatever.
In 5 years?
I think if Barkley is passed up on one, it would be a travesty. No. Yeah, that's what the word is, right?
Travesty. Yeah, that's the word you're looking for.
Travesty. See, I just don't have confidence. It'd be a travesty to see Barkley not go to the Giants.
I want that. I want that bad.
I think him going to the Giants is like it'll be the focus of the offense. Takes a little pressure off Eli Manning. Take a little pressure off the receivers there, and I mean, good thing. Really,
there's
good
a strong chance. I mean, there's a strong chance that the Giants don't take a quarterback and they do take Barkley at two.
Yeah.
Well, there's also rumors out there they might just take the offensive lineman too. So. And try and just run another year with Eli.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think there's an immediate need for a quarterback.
Hey, let's go back to the Jets real quick. So you don't think Teddy Bridgewater will step up and take over McCown's spot?
He probably will, but I don't think it's the answer.
I don't think he's a long-term solution there, even though I think he could be a good quarterback in the future. I think he should still be given a chance in the NFL.
If there's one thing I know about Teddy Bridgewater...
He's dual threat?
Look, he's a dual threat quarterback. He can scramble. he can make moves out of the pocket. Teddy Bridgewater is
here's the thing,
need for right now.
Teddy Bridgewater is on a one-year contract.
Yeah.
What does that tell you? He's there for 1 year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he might even make it through this year. They could just drop him after they pick up somebody. So.
Yep. Balraj says
yes, his contract is $6 million, of which $1 million is guaranteed.
Yeah, he just needs a million. That's all he needs. Yeah. He doesn't need an extra.
He's not greedy. That's for sure.
Yeah, he'll do it.
So $500,000 signing bonus and a $500,000 workout bonus.
That's so you go play with a practice squad.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
That'd be nice to sign a $500,000 contract. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
I wish I was athletic.
Don't we all? If we're a little bit taller. Shot callers.
Baller.
20-inch rims.
We kind of mentioned it a little bit earlier, but our website is getting revamped. So be on the lookout in the next couple of days. Hit up our website. If it looks ugly, it's the old one. If it looks nice, it's the new one. we're going to announce it. There's a lot of cool stuff on the new
one. How will they know? It's not like we're not going to announce it or anything.
We'll go live.
Yeah, I'll go live.
Yeah.
I'll make sure. Let's try to, we'll try to get everybody on the site at one time and crash it. And then we can yell at our web guy. Anyways, let's move down to the AFC West here.
There's a report right now, that Teddy Bridgewater came out today, actually, is not a lock to make the roster for the Jets.
Yep,
that's kind of sad
too.
That just made me sad. It's a shame this isn't live because then this is live. You don't have the ability to play sad music for me, little violin.
You could play it right now.
Okay, can we get somebody else to call in? Anybody?
Make it sound like it's so hard to play music, and I'm just like,
an open call, please. Eat Sleep Fantasy on Skype. On Skype, please. Yeah,
exactly. Hey, look, if you're listening to the podcast after the live...
I call my mom.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, why, because we're picking on you?
All right, let's get down to the AFC West. The Chiefs don't need any more skill positions. They're looking to improve their defense. The Chargers...
You sure they don't need any skill position players?
I think they need a couple.
Yeah. Who do they need upgrade?
I mean, they lost.
I mean, no, they didn't lose anything. I'm just fucking kidding.
Shoot.
Look, they...
They added Watkins.
Yeah.
Yep.
They've got Hunt. And
Hill.
Where will we back?
Hey, Hunt. Mm-hmm. Hunt.
All right, so the Chargers really don't need anybody... It would probably be safe to say that they will draft a quarterback at some point.
Yeah.
But nobody really relevant. The Raiders, kind of same deal. They need to beef up their defense, I think, more than anything. And then the Broncos kind of the same thing. They need to secure the defense that they started building. I don't know.
You know, Broncos are going to be a team that I really do think they're going to trade back.
Yeah.
They're another team that's in a position where they could definitely use multiple positions. They need a guard. They need a running back. They need a few different people on the defensive end. And I wouldn't be surprised if they actually went after a wide receiver, considering Thomas and Sanders aren't getting any younger, and there's nobody behind those guys. They really need a third guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
They need a tight end.
Tight end.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Going down.
So, yeah. But yeah, they're the only team in that division that I can think of really going after a lot of offensive players, because I can't say the same for the Chiefs or the Chargers. Those teams really need a lot of defensive players, and that's what we're going to see from them.
Yeah. Speaking of the Raiders, we're not ready to announce a big giant announcement, but it does have something to do with Las Vegas later this summer.
Okay.
So if you're interested in Las Vegas later this summer, stay tuned. And if you're not staying tuned, at least email us and say, I'm interested in this Vegas thing you're talking about, because
for some reason you have plans to visit this, you know, Las Vegas or surrounding areas.
Right.
Late this summer.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be
wake.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hold on.
We can't announce it.
Let me just see which way the wink.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's going to be a good time. If
anybody... Because football. Wait, no, they can't.
Because football.
Football.
We need to put that sign on our website.
With the wink. Football. Wink.
All right. Going down to the AFC South. The Jags. Immediate needs probably on the offensive line. Beyond that, we're looking at maybe getting a wide receiver that's not a number two like all the rest of their players are. But I don't know if they're going to get that this draft. And then some kind of insurance for Blake Bortles. Do you agree or disagree?
Insurance for Blake Bortles is in like another quarterback?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's the number one concern.
No. I agree.
I think they need corners. They lost Colvin already in the offseason. They brought in Safarian Jenkins, so
that was good.
I think they kind of addressed the tight end position. Maybe they draft like that second guy. Since they don't really have a blocking guy with Lewis gone, Mercedes Lewis gone. So maybe they draft a tight end. I do think wide receiver is a position of need here, especially with Robinson gone. I don't think an immediate, like, that's what they're going to draft first. I think they're kind of address some other things. So I don't really see them going immediately first round for a wide receiver.
I think you hit it on the head with the offensive line. So,
yeah.
Okay. All right. Going down to the Titans.
The most exciting team in football?
Oh, my God.
I do like Marcus Mariota. I think I will be a little higher on him than most this year. I think Corey Davis takes a step up. I really liked Corey Davis last year. He was hobbled by injuries. I think if he has a healthy camp, I will probably have Mariota ranked just a little bit higher.
Dale, if you had to say, of the top 32 quarterbacks in the NFL, where would you rank Mariota?
Top half, for sure.
Okay. And this is why I think Marcus Mariota is the most overrated player in football. Holy crap, no he is not. But, okay.
Wait, do you answer your own question, or are you talking to me?
No, I'm talking to you. I think Marcus Mariota is not good.
Really?
But let's move on. Yeah.
Okay.
That injury really set him back. So.
Look, he had an injury. He's accurate, and he hasn't had a ton of playmakers around him. I mean, he has Delanie Walker.
No, it's not like they draft a wide receiver in the first round every fucking year or anything.
Look, it's not his fault that they suck. Corey Davis is actually pretty good, and he'll show it this year. Just wait. Okay. Don't rank we'll him see. Too low, please. Okay. Just don't rank him too low. Right. Drew wants to know where CJ Anderson is going. I have no clue.
I read a report earlier today that there are 9 teams that he could go to. So,
yeah.
I could, if you want, we could go over that, but it's just wild speculation at this point. So I was just going to say he's going to go to the CFL.
No,
I hope so.
That was a joke, Dale. Jesus Christ, man.
I know.
Good
well,
riddance.
You really hate, both of you hate CJ Anderson.
I don't hate CJ Anderson.
I hate CJ Anderson.
I don't hate him at all. I think he'd go to the Edmonton Eskimos, Ottawa Red Blacks.
Nice.
Come on, man. Toronto's got a team, the Argonauts.
You're being disrespectful.
He'll go to Miami.
You're being disrespectful right now.
Being disrespectful.
You want to do the show by yourself?
What?
Kind of. I did it before. Good.
Anyways, let's
just move be like on. A Sunday morning Periscope.
Indianapolis Colts.
Dumpster fire.
Yeah.
Why is that a dumpster fire? Just because
you can play Andrew because Luck you can unhealthy? Play every any. Oh, that's one. We never know if Luck's coming back. Two. I mean, you know, I hope they don't. There's the biggest rumor out there that they're going to take Barkley, and I really hope not.
So, oh man, what was this? I don't want to get this wrong. Okay. I think it was Sports Illustrated came out with an article on the biggest team needs for every team. I want to say it was Sports Illustrated. And so every team has like the whatever, like this, the Dolphins need outside linebacker. And for the Colts, it had the biggest need and then like secondary need. For the Colts, the biggest need was just defense.
Yeah.
And then secondary need, more defense.
Yeah.
No, that's the truth. That is the truth.
And you know what's going to happen? They're going to draft an offensive skill position player.
Yeah.
Well, they still need offensive linemen just in case Luck comes back.
They need offensive linemen, they need a running back. They're going to draft a running back, but I think
I hope not. I really like that kid. I really like that kid. I'm hoping... Yeah, I'm hoping he gets his own show for a little while.
So. Oh, I don't agree. I would love to see them get a running back at the top of the second round, and maybe go like a Sonny Michel if he's still there.
Right.
Yeah.
That would be great. Well, and then you address the offensive line in the first round. You get a running back in the top of the second, and then you just use the rest of your picks and try to throw some darts at the wall for some defensive players.
Yep. The last of the AFC South is the Houston Texans. The Houston Texans need offensive linemen. They need.
Yeah.
I'm distracted.
I mean,
is Lamar Miller.
Malcolm Butler, so.
Is Lamar Miller going to.
Gone.
Yeah.
Gone. Gone.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay. I can see it.
I'm trying to see where Houston is. I don't even think they're in the first round, are they? Nope.
All right.
You guys think Lamar Miller is gone?
No, I don't think so, but I don't know how. Look, they obviously really like Foreman. They tried to push him more. Unfortunately, Foreman was hobbled towards the end of the season. But
yeah.
I think I don't know. It seemed to me, I was a Lamar Miller owner in a lot of teams last year, and it seemed like for me they weren't loving him. That's just a feeling I got. I watched their games pretty closely too, and
they're going to change their running scheme. They're going to change their running scheme this year. It wasn't suited for Lamar Miller, and I think they're going to give him another crack. Change the run scheme, see how it goes, and if it doesn't work out well, that's when you drop to Foreman or whatever else you think you got. But I think they still give Lamar Miller another crack at being the one with a new scheme.
Sure. Hey guys,
are you surprised that Fedorowicz is retiring? That kind of surprised me. I thought he saw like another year in him.
I'll be dead honest. I had no idea that he was retiring. Yeah. What happened?
Yeah.
With him?
Yeah. Well,
when did this come out?
He's
retiring.
Yeah. I mean, he was on IR last year and.
Yeah.
Jay Fedorowicz.
Anyways.
That's just
Yeah, I figured he had
retiring
like
because
year
of concussions. Okay, wow, I never saw that story. It came out a month ago. Okay, yeah. That story. Yeah. The hell was I doing a month ago?
Yeah, no telling.
Working,
probably.
Not.
Wow, he just retired out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
All right.
More possible teams that CJ Anderson could end up. We've got the Saskatchewan Roughriders, the Hamilton Tiger Cats.
Come on.
The Jacksonville Jaguars.
The Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Austin, that's not the joke.
Hold on. Jeez. I got it. Hold on.
Just hold on. Just put him in fucking timeout.
He's gone.
Oh, God. Oh.
Austin, just because you can't see, I can still hear you. Austin?
Man.
No, I said we can't hear you. Austin.
You can't hear me.
No, I can hear you. I don't want to hear you. I took you off the screen.
Oh. There, I'm muted.
You're in timeout. Put it.
No, we can't call timeout.
That would be funny. Put a timeout thing over the cross of my face.
Set a timer for 2 minutes.
No, we can't do that. We got to do something else. Okay.
That would be pretty funny.
2 minutes. He's in timeout, man.
Okay. Jeez, Austin. You ruined the show.
If you...
Austin just
no, if you continue, we're going to like do some sort of other type of punishment. We're going to increase it to like...
Hey, well, just in time, our buddy Paul is calling in less... whoa. I did not do that right. Hey, Paul. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
I did this last time. I'm not sure how. Let me merge you on. I'll hang up and we'll get you back on. Just 1 second.
Okay.
All right, let's see.
Hear you and I can't hear Paul.
Okay.
This happened last time you took a call with Paul.
Calm down.
Okay, now I see you.
Yes, I'm going to add Paul.
Oh my God, Paul looks almost as good as Nick.
Yeah, now everybody's calling. Hold on. Steven. Hold on. We're going to have a party line here. Okay.
I just see heads popping across the screen.
All right, let's just give
us a call. You can't take every call. Just one call at a time.
No, hold on. This is going to be fun. We're waiting
for Steve. I don't know how much you can see behind me, but I've got my secret fantasy gift from Paul up behind me.
Nice.
It's on my plaque since he said Paul.
Steven, are you on the line with us?
I'm on the line,
guys. I can't see
you.
What's
going on?
I can't see you.
You can't?
No.
Why not, man?
I don't know. You don't have video.
Waist doesn't fit, like...
How about that?
All of the inappropriate videos that he sends me.
No.
There I am. Here. Well, you love them. Come
on. All right, hold on.
Amazing.
Here, let me... how do I...
One time, Steven sent me one of these inappropriate videos, and I was just like, God bless you, sir.
Only one time?
Yeah, sometimes
sure
they're just
fucked
up.
There's been a handful of them. Some of them you probably want to reach through and punch me in the face, but that's okay. It's understandable.
Some of them are horrible, and some of them are great, and then some of them are oddly erotic. Okay, Austin, you can come back.
Woo! Okay. That's the best 22 minutes.
What the?
Yeah. That's probably what she said. Right.
So what the hell are you guys even talking about now?
We started talking about the draft, but we can't do anything right. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to start recapping Trapped in the Closet in a minute.
Okay. All right. Chapter 3. There's four of us on right now. I don't know how many we can get added on, but...
What happened to Paul?
Yeah, I got a... Paul, I had to send him a contact request, so he'll be on in a second. He has to accept the...
Dale, what's up? Episode 1 of Trapped in the Closet ended with... He's opening the closet.
Yep.
Yesterday, right, or well, today... You guys released episode 2.
Chapter 2.
Trapped in the Closet.
Oh, yeah. Chapter 2 was amazing.
Right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So can you give a quick recap of Chapter 2 before we jump into Chapter 3?
Sure. So those of you who missed yesterday, Chapter 2, basically, Sylvester popped in the closet with a gun. He had a confrontation with the lady's boyfriend or lady's husband. They got into it and found out that the lady's husband was so mad, but he actually came clean and said, "Hey guys, I'm actually bisexual," and he has a boyfriend. The boyfriend came up to the house, so now all in the room is Sylvester, the husband, the husband's boyfriend, and the husband's wife. I'm adding Paul to this call really quick. Paul to the call.
Paul to the call.
All right. Let's see if we can add everybody on.
So let's go around the room real quick. Austin, have you seen chapters 1, 2, and 3 of Trapped in the Closet?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Steve?
I don't even know what the hell you guys are talking about. I just heard about it when I was listening to the pod this morning. I'm actually looking it up right now. The Trapped in the Closet. The first thing that comes up is R. Kelly, which explains a lot. Yep. So
because he's trapped in the closet with a midget.
Oh snap!
Don't spoil the alert.
Videos are showing Jesus on Facebook. Christ. Whoa!
Whoa! Austin, you're out of here.
Oh, dude. That's another 2 minutes. That's
he jumped ahead like 10 chapters.
Do we have bigger punishments in 2 minutes?
Is that what this shit really is?
It's a hip opera. 2 minutes, Steven. Jesus.
Oh, for the love of God.
Man. Yeah, you're in timeout for another 2 minutes. Jesus Christ, Austin.
Before we move
spoiler
on.
Spoiler alert.
Before we move on.
90% of the people already seen it, so.
Before we move on. God,
it's not like this came out 10 years ago.
I'm part of that 2%, so.
Before we move on, we do have Paul joining the call with us. He is a new writer of ours. Contributor, all around good guy. Paul, yeah. What's up, man? Thanks for coming on and hanging out with us.
Nothing, just want to join, say congratulations on 200, and just laugh that everybody's trapped in the closet.
I know. That's what I'm saying. But if we get anything out of this podcast, it's that we brought Trapped in the Closet to more people. That's all I really wanted.
I mean,
you guys better get some royalties for that, man.
Yeah. I mean, I think everybody that liked it bought the DVD / CD.
Yep, the big 13 package.
13 years ago.
Yeah. Exactly. Are you hanging on, Paul, or are you just coming to say hello?
Yeah, I'll hang out for a little bit.
All right, cool. So go ahead, Christian.
Balraj was saying that the next time out for Austin. I keep wanting to say Steve Austin, which is
I said that last time.
$6 million man.
Right. Austin, you're still in timeout. Stop. All right. We're gonna actually hang up next time. It's gonna be a 10 minute timeout next time as a suggestion of our listener chat.
That's bad.
So anyways, Trapped in the Closet.
Number one.
Chapter
Austin, I'm gonna hang up on you. You say one more thing.
Chapter 3 of Trapped in the Closet, okay? Here's what happens, right? Last episode, it's a man that came out of that, opened that door, right? So, the pastor's cheating. Fuck. Austin, you can come back in. Alright. So, Sylvester's shocked, right? He's like, man, it's a man, right? And he tries to leave. Okay, shut up, Siri. Stop. Okay, he tries to that he was just cheating with, asked him to stay, which at this point, right, that's a major plot hole for
me. Yeah, for sure.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Why is Sylvester sticking around for any of this? Okay,
yeah, he's the one with the gun. Doesn't
matter. Yeah. He's the one with the gun. Just leave. It doesn't matter anymore. The wife asked him to stay. Like, no, just stay. You got to hear this. All right? Then the husband, Rufus, let's remember the husband, Rufus, the pastor, is arguing because now the woman is questioning him about his infidelity when she just cheated and was caught red-handed.
Right.
All right. So it doesn't make any sense. And now what blows my mind is Sylvester, the main guy of the story, is asking for more of an explanation.
Yeah, right.
And then Chuck, the guy who's with the pastor, Rufus, is starting to give an explanation about his infidelity. So
yeah.
Go ahead, Dale. You want to continue?
Yeah, so then what ends up happening, I'm looking at the comments. I'm totally sidetracked. I don't know what's next.
Okay. So then what happens?
Just laid the foundation for you, man.
Yeah, I laid the whole foundation there. Yeah. So then Rufus,
this is a great story.
Hold on, I got
this. Amazing, it's ever.
Rufus, right, then is talking to the wife in that was just cheating.
Right. Oh yeah, yeah. Says, I remember now.
And says Kathy, and then Sylvester's like Kathy.
Yeah, right.
I thought your name was Mary.
Yep.
Right.
She's been lying to him. She said her name was Mary, and it's really Cat. Totally right. Messed up, right?
Right, which is going to come into play later on. Okay?
Yeah.
Because, all right, you know Kathy's story is looped in with something else, but yeah. Whatever. All right.
Big stuff.
Then
coming.
Rufus is arguing with Kathy, and then Chuck, and they're all yelling at each other. And what does Sylvester do? This G takes his gun.
Oh, bam, bam, bam.
Bam. Shoots it in the air and tells everybody to shut up.
Yep. Yeah, he had enough of it. He had enough of it.
All right. So then he's had enough.
Yep.
He picks up his own phone and calls his house.
And guess what happens? Guess you know what happens?
Guess what happens when he calls his house?
A man answered the phone.
I mean, we got a man answers the phone. All
right. The worst day of his life right now.
Cliffhanger of this episode is I call him my home. A man picks up the phone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's bad. That's a bad day.
That is a bad day.
It's
and that's only episode 3 of 33, so we're going to
There's 33 episodes?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I believe there's 33. I might be wrong on the number.
No, there's 33.
Trapped in the closet, but the first episode is the only portion that he's actually trapped in a closet.
Yeah. Setting it up, though. It's like the whole thing is because he was trapped in the closet. And it's really a metaphor, Stephen, when you really think about it in life. Aren't we all just trapped in a closet?
What? That's a metaphor for something else.
Oh. Look, this could actually go further. I mean, like, okay, like, we're all in this life, right? We're all trapped in the closet called life. And, you know, we all have our issues.
And then you gotta, you know, you sit there, you sit down with your parents, you talk to them, and you're like, listen, I don't want to be trapped in that closet anymore.
Right. Like, the closet could be you're going to college. You don't want to, you know, you don't want to go to college anymore. You feel trapped in the closet. You're in college and you want out of college. So you,
right,
you feel
and you're like, I'm going to come out.
Right. I'm coming out of the closet. Or, you know, if you're stuck
about damn time.
If you're stuck in a dead end job, you know?
Right. You're stuck in a dead end job.
Yes.
That job is your closet.
Yes. And you're just saying, I don't want to be in this job anymore. I'm trapped in the closet and I want out.
No. So what do you say when you don't want to be in that job anymore?
God. Dude?
I just coming out of the closet, and I know you guys are laughing, Whoa. But that's the way it is.
I can't help it.
Dale just keeps kicking doors wide open. I mean,
now the only time that you're actually trapped in the closet, if you're working at a closet store, and you're literally trapped in the closet.
All right, let's move on because we just that was a little dangerous what we just did there.
Okay.
Probably a little insensitive.
Man. All right, okay, we're gonna do a little round table here, okay? I want Steven's thoughts on the Detroit Lions. They need some defense.
That's not his team.
It doesn't matter who his team is. We don't have I'm sorry,
I just live in this freaking state and close to that godforsaken team, man. Do I have
My bad,
to
Dale.
About
I thought everyone assumed that was Steven's team.
Wait, are the Lions
Lions
aren't your team, are they?
49ers.
Fuckhead.
Well, look,
I'm forced to follow the Lions, so I can talk about them. I don't care.
Look, I forgot that you were even in Michigan. I was just next thing on my list was Detroit. You're kind of clockwise on my screen here. So I said Austin. I said Detroit Lion.
Let's talk about them. What do you got?
All right, let's talk about their draft a little bit. They need some defense. Obviously, they need some kind of running back. What are they going to do here in terms of drafting, let's say, the first couple rounds? What's your insight?
Ideally, what they should do, given that Stafford is the future, there's no doubt about that, and they need somebody at left guard. And if Hernandez is sitting there, they need to draft him because there is enough running back depth in this draft that they can get somebody in the second round. There's no stud wide receivers, but there are a lot of skilled wide receivers in different ways that they can get because, I mean, realistically at the running back spot, they're going to need somebody because I'm pretty sure that every single running back that's on the roster right now is going to be off the books after next year. So they definitely need to take somebody. And I think Golden Tate's last year of his contract is this year. So they need to go. Yeah, they have a lot of holes on defense, and they need players there. But if they want to look for the future and they're building towards Stafford, I mean, they brought in a whole new coaching staff and kept the offensive coordinator for a reason. So I think they're going to have to go offensive heavy in this draft and then see what they can do on the defensive side of the ball. Because one thing Bob Quinn does is he'll pay a couple guys, and then everybody is just going to be on short, prove-it deals, incentive-loaded contracts.
Yep. Okay. Nice. Thanks.
Yeah, that's, you're welcome.
Okay, thank you, Dale. Who is that? Okay.
What?
Your response to everything he just said was, it's nice. Okay. Thanks.
Well, I was hoping that somebody else would jump in. I don't need to be the guy who...
Lions are... I'm kind of a little bit different here. I think they're probably going to try to address pass rushing either through a defensive end or an outside linebacker. I've seen in a few mocks the outside linebacker out of Boston College. I wouldn't think they went defensive end there either. So I think that's probably going to be their first need. And then... address everything else that Steve just said.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, it's very possible they can go down that route. I'm just thinking idealists position themselves. Right. That's probably going to be their best avenue. But I don't disagree with what you're talking about on the defensive side of the ball.
And then they're going to do the Eric Ebron all over again and draft a tight end.
Yeah.
Oh, God, man, that would be just terrible.
Yeah,
I did. So. You want to know what? I keep looking at the fact, and it's hilarious because Ebron goes, and then they draft Aaron Donald, right? I was just thinking about it. Before Sue left, they would have had Donald and Sue for 1 year, and that's exactly what the Rams are getting right now.
Yep.
Right.
Okay. Thank you, Austin. I mean, thank you,
Steve. I hate Detroit. I hate the Lions.
Oh, that's a cute kid.
What? Yeah, that is Winston Sebastian Higgins.
Winston Sebastian. That's a nice name.
It is. Guess who it's after?
Is it you?
He's a Tampa
Bay. Jameis.
Oh.
Jameis and yeah, there you go. Sebastian Janikowski.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
He's a Seminole alum, man.
Yeah, there you go.
That's right.
Nice. I was hoping that you would, you know, tell us that your real name was Winston. That would have been pretty interesting.
No. No.
All right.
You love that?
Yeah.
He loves at work that I'm on the phone with you guys.
Nice.
Hey, how's wait, let's talk to Paul for a second. Your busy season pretty much is right now. What's going on, man? Like, what's going on?
Busy season is over.
Oh, is it? Okay, nice. So you're all done with...
Hold on, getting dark. Yeah. Getting done with everything. Was on the phone all last week with clients, and everything's done now. All outfits are picked out. Everything's shipped. Everything's tried on about 14 days ahead of time, and then it's just shipped there. So
Don't
have to worry about anything till the night of. Everything's pressed for them. It's all set up. I mean, now their secondary stylist in place. Girlfriends tucking in pocket silks.
Right. All done. Hey, so do you, when you outfit these guys, by the way, for those of you who don't know, Paul has a pretty cool job basically outfitting NFL or outfitting athletes to look nice for the draft and beyond. Do you basically mail order, like have everything set up and then you just set up and ship it, or do you meet with them and are you the guy with the measuring tape and all that stuff?
Yeah, so most everything's custom made. Depending on the client and how much money they're spending, I guess, their package, I guess is what you could say, depends on if I personally visit them or not. 9 times out of 10, I'm not there. It's one of my employees. But everything is measured in person. Everything is made. Everything is shipped. Everything is checked in person. Depending on what the event is, like the draft, I mean, there's a whole team around these
right.
you know, kids. It's not, you know, there's agents. There's the agents team. There's,
right,
depending on what their draft position is, they could have, their agent could have a stylist that's already set up for them. So then they take over,
right,
you know, once everything's there. So,
so how does that work? Okay, so, like, you know, say a rookie comes in, they don't have any money yet, right? Are they, like, basically, like, credit, like, or how does that work? Like, because there's a lot of crazy things that happen before the draft that they need to spend money on. I mean, workouts and all that stuff. How does that work?
Correct. Well, most of the time, what a lot of, some people know this, a lot of people don't, is a lot of people that are drafted, the reason they get draft grades, not just for, you know, team purpose or their own personal purposes, is because they get loans. They get massive, massive loans. For business like mine or any other business, rookies are the best people to have. They don't understand how much money out of their money they're getting, no matter what anybody tells them. If they say for every million you make in your contract, you're only getting $500,000, it doesn't comprehend in their head until they actually start seeing paychecks and they realize how far it's gone. So if they, you know, are given a grade and then they get to talk with a financial advisor and they get, like, you know, oh, this is probably how much your contract will be if you're picked between this spot and this spot, they all of a sudden think that they have $5.5 million in the bank.
Right.
And they spend it like it's crazy, which is, it's bad to take advantage of, but
I mean, how you do it.
I mean, I've got
no wonder you pay so close attention. Like, man, this is, I already know what he's making.
Yeah. It's, you know, my son's got to eat. He's got to.
Hey, so do you wear t-shirts?
Yes. I wear ESF t-shirts.
Nice, nice.
I do. Randomly, I do wear t-shirts at night whenever I'm doing work in the office and it's like 10. But I don't go out in a t-shirt.
That's crazy. So you wouldn't be caught dead with what Burrito's wearing is what you're telling me.
I haven't had a day where I haven't worn a suit in almost a decade.
Really? That's crazy.
I wore a suit on my honeymoon every day. I just didn't wear a tie because that's how I dressed down.
That's awesome. Man, I wish I was more like you.
Well, excuse me.
No, you don't.
Jesus.
It's a pain. If you go out to eat and you spill something or someone spills something on you, it, you know, I mean, you're like, oh, that sucks. These pants are going to be uncomfortable during the movie. I'm like, mother.
Right.
I mean, wait, you know, it's dry clothing.
But somebody like you, Paul, you have a spare tie and a spare shirt in your car pretty much all the time, right? Like,
but not spare suit.
Sure. Right. So, like, the jacket or whatever.
He's like Superman, dude. He'll change in the phone booth.
Yeah.
He'll just go in there and come out as needed, right?
That's really cool, man. I'm like, I continue talking to you for, like, hours. I think it's really – I love listening to what people do for a living, even, you know – like you or even Steven. Steven has a boring ass job, but I still want to hear what he does.
The only downfall is people think it's a lot cooler than it really is. Like, it's really not. It's almost the same as working at, like, a men's warehouse, and people come in and they're like, I need a suit, except it's somebody never wear suit and has been given free Nike crap for the past 3 years.
Right.
So, you know, they're like, oh, but why is this so tight? I'm like, it's not tight. Three of you could fit in it. And then you have to explain to them style and how they're huge and can't look like a GQ model. And
right.
It's not that fun, right, to be perfectly honest with you.
Right.
Sip Dave with the roast in the chat saying, if Burrito spills on his shirt, he just goes back to Walmart to get another one. That is true. That is very true. I have probably spilled something on my shirt twice in this podcast alone.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Oh, I have stains all in the bottom of my shirt because that's where I wipe my hands. So I have stains all over the back. And Paul never wipes his hands on his pants or his shirt. Probably.
Oh, fuck out of here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Quick update. A couple of teams that have emerged as interested in CJ Anderson. We've got here the British Columbia Lions.
Don't you dare!
We've got
don't you
the
dare give
Montreal
me another one.
Montreal Alouettes.
That's it. It's your show.
Did Dale just leave?
He did. He got up out of his
he
chair.
He said it was your show. Said that's it. Brito just turned off his camera so he could take his shirt off.
Okay, I'm back. I couldn't be long.
Just gotta what?
What? What?
I'll be honest though. Since we were just talking about shirts with Paul, the thing is, I spend more time without a shirt than with a shirt.
Right. Yeah. That's definitely true.
So
you know how most freshmen get red shirted.
Yeah.
Christian got no shirted.
Exactly.
All right.
That shit earlier was funny, Dale. I don't know what on God's green earth possessed you to even start thinking about any of that, but it was.
Thanks. We'll get to you guys what we're talking about in a little bit. Steven, you are a mechanical engineer. Tell us a little bit about what you do, and tell us about the big celebrities you talk to.
Basically, man, what I do is I just go in and lead people to make tools that build cars that we drive every day. You know, it's there's a lot of shit that goes into developing a vehicle that I don't even know if you guys can even understand. I mean, a model starts probably about 2-3 years before it even hits the road. And then you get your model, and then, you know, it goes to a tier one supplier that, you know, people design different types of tooling that build all that shit. Exactly, Austin. That's the day. Yes,
you have the most. Probably have the most boring job out of all. I don't even have a job, and your job is more boring than mine.
But
I don't even have.
It's pretty freaking boring.
But it's pretty cool, man.
Yeah,
when you're in it and you're doing it, it's actually pretty interesting.
So, do you actually come up with the designs, or are you helping a team do the design, or is it like existing stuff that just needs to be redesigned and remachined and
It's a combination. It's a combination of all that.
Like, what's the coolest thing you ever designed? Have you designed something like? Have you designed? Like a door lock or something like that.
Nah, see, everything that I do is on the tooling side, so it's what builds cars. I mean, the coolest thing I've ever done is design tooling for Boeing on the 737. I mean, I've done aerospace shit too. So,
wait,
you know, that stuff's a little more intense.
Build,
there's a lot more to it.
You build tools that build the stuff.
Yeah, like everything you see on commercials within a plant, that shit that's attached to robots and moving around and moving product and fastening shit together and all that. That's what I do.
Gotcha.
I understand why you send me so many weird porn videos all the time now.
Exactly, dude. Those are the kind of people I work with.
Oh my god.
And I have friends in the industry too that work on the line, so they have even more time.
Oh, that industry. Okay. Sorry, I thought you meant like the tranny porn slapping people in the face with their dick industry.
Paul did not have a
That's more down in your neck of the woods, buddy.
Oh yeah. Oh.
Paul did not have us on headphones. He had us on speakerphone, and I'm pretty sure that conversation was the one that got him to hang up. We appreciate Paul calling in.
I didn't even get into the video that Steve got with the dog masturbating on himself. But that's
fun. God.
Austin.
Oh, the best one. The best one was the skydiving.
Skydiving.
You remember that one? The skydiver.
I miss a skydiver.
Oh, I miss the skydiver too.
The naked chick skydiving.
Hold on. I'm just
Austin,
scrolling through what's
okay. Well,
sending.
We don't need to wait for you to
dog.
We don't need to
snorting condoms.
Austin was he is a retired Army veteran.
With a boner.
We appreciate Austin's time serving our country. I'm sure you have a ton of stories, but
so many stories.
Yeah, but
somebody's
Austin's enjoying the good life now, being a civilian and
benching like a professional.
Brito.
Vagina with monkeys thrown on it.
Did Brito hear us?
He's still talking about monkeys and masturbating dogs.
Girl having sex while getting a swirly at the same time.
I took him off the screen.
Guy getting a blowjob
while
drinking
a
beer.
If I mute him, I mute all of you guys, so. Anyways, all right. I think we got to wrap up. We're in this episode almost an hour and a half time. Almost an hour and a half, so we can get off. I'm surprised that so many people are still watching. For those of you watching on Eat Nation private group, we appreciate your time joining us and listening to us bullshit and talk NFL and the draft and all that stuff. If you're not watching the draft, you can always catch up with us after. We'll be doing a ton of episodes. There's going to be a ton of reaction next week.
We got one of our members. Don't forget, we got one of our members at the draft this weekend.
Yep, John Chapman is at the draft. You will know him from the previous Dynasty episodes.
We'll see if we can get him to Periscope, maybe through our accounts or something like that.
That'd be cool. Okay.
Yeah. So this might come as a shocker to you guys, but John and I are working on a trade at the moment.
I'm sure you are.
hold on, guys. Breaking news here. CJ Anderson also being, I guess, by the following teams, the Birmingham.
Wait, hold on, Christian. For Christian Brito, Steve, Austin, Paul, Clayton, everybody else helping us out, we appreciate you listening. Appreciate you watching on Facebook Live. We will talk to you really soon. In the meantime, make sure you like us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and take a look at our website and join Eat Nation. Thanks again.
Deuces.
We appreciate it.
Stay tuned for the next 200, guys.